Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. In just a couple minutes, we're going to pull up Don Brown from Extortion 17 and show you and hopefully break it down as to how the government has covered up the murder of many of our SEALs, which just doesn't happen. But again, Extortion 17 cover-up, Don Brown will be with us in just a couple minutes to give us the breakdown on that. Folks, I got to tell you, the biggest threat to who we are as a people today is the violation and transgressions of big tech companies censoring free speech. If it wasn't for them censoring free speech, this whole pandemic wouldn't have lasted. Period. Period. And why people are looking the other direction, acting as if these big tech companies have the right to violate our God-given rights, bewilders me. It dumbfounds me to no end. It really does. It's against the law what they're doing. But folks, they are censoring more, and they are censoring more, and they are censoring more. I'm starting to get social media platforms where my friends are telling me that their emails are no longer coming to them. Yeah, that's interesting how that works, isn't it? Yeah, isn't it interesting how the mainstream media puts up their scoundrels and they make them as popular as can be, where they have millions and millions and millions of followers, and everything they say is irrelevant for the most part. It's vain, vanity, empty, worthless. There's no end to it. It's just another conversation to keep the people entertained from fighting for their God-given rights. And it works somehow or another. But there's no censorship there. About 3 weeks ago, I did a program highlighting the fact that it's funny that, you know, guys like me are being censored heavily, heavily being censored. Why? Because I'm right. That's why. I'm making reference to the Word of God that exposes them for their crimes, Luke 12:2. I'm making reference to the Constitution that exposes their transgressions against we the people, Romans 3:20. They don't want that. They can't survive off that, these subversives. But they can survive off the ignorance of the American people, Hosea 4:6, that do not know the difference. But isn't it interesting MSNBC isn't being censored? Isn't it interesting, friends, that ABC isn't being censored? Or CBS? Isn't it interesting, folks, that their pages haven't been pulled? Their YouTube pages are still up. Oh, in yesterday's show, back up on rotation from a new channel that we had put up on YouTube, about 6 months ago, a year ago, it's interesting that every other show, it seems like, all of a sudden, I get pulled again. Why? Because they do not want to be exposed for their crimes. But all these people that they put up concerning these scoundrels, 1 Kings 13:33, man, they're flourishing. And they're flourishing off, again, the ignorance of the people that give them ear, or give them their time, or their money, or supporting their sponsors. You're doing it to yourself, Americans. You really are. Why isn't Fox News being censored? How come all of your favorite talking conservatives of the day, how come they're not being censored? Because they're going along with the narrative. They're parroting the narrative. Why is it, friends, that USA Today isn't being censored or being called into question for defamation or malicious intent or for propaganda? Why? How come Time Magazine isn't being censored, friends? How come all of the mainstream outlets, why is it that they're not being censored, but people that are telling you the truth, they are the only ones that are being censored? Why? Because it's the truth that makes you free. It's the deceived that help the bad guys forge their chains. And Americans, we better get a hold of this, because I'm telling you what, folks, they are continuing on down the road of more censorship. And let me make one more reference before I set it up for Don Brown, Extortion 17. I want you to keep in mind, friends, what George Washington said. He said, if they ever take away your freedom of speech, he said, you will be as sheep as led to the slaughter. And it's exactly how it is that they're getting away with the things that they're getting away with today. And enough is enough. And only you can put a stop to it. Because frankly, folks, I am sick and tired of getting on this radio show saying the same things to the same people that sit there and wait for the next show. And they've done nothing between the last show and the next show. Shame on you if that's where you're at. Because it's not helping the cause as to where we're at today. I wanted to highlight this really quick before we get into Extortion 17. Do you guys realize that right now at Fort Bragg, the cover-ups are continuing? Did you know that young military men are dying in their bunks and not a word from the mainstream media? Did you know that? No, you didn't know that. Why? Because it's all been censored. Seth Harp reported 83 soldiers died at Fort Bragg in the 18 months ending June 2021. Only 11 of those deaths were from natural causes. Fort Bragg hasn't announced any fatalities since then. Okay? They're still happening, but the base has gone dark. Hey, folks. Look what's happening. Oh, yeah, and it's the elephant in the middle of the living room that nobody wants to talk about. And guess what it falls to? Yep, the obvious. And why is it that we keep ignoring the obvious? Well, Anthony Fauci's out there telling you that there's a new variant in Omicron or whatever he wants to create in his devious mind, John 8:44. And he's telling you this, that, and the other thing, promoting more fear, which brings about a snare to men, right? If you fear man. And the bottom line is, the facts of the matter are, they're being exposed at every given turn. Many believe, as a matter of fact, even what's going on over in other countries right now are just a diversion and a distraction, smoke and mirrors to divert you from the fact that they are now being found out. We also know, friends, concerning the virus in this pandemic that's been created over the last 3 years, we're now finding out that many of the doctors are being paid off. Those that were exposing the fraud for what it is, they're being paid off by Pfizer. Folks, can't make this stuff up. Again, we got to wake up to the issues that are right in front of our face, friends, because we're not talking about what's going to happen. We're talking about what is happening. And as I like to say so often, friends, we're not talking about a third world country here. We're talking about what's going on in America today. On the other side of this break, Extortion 17 cover-up, Don Brown's going to join me. I'm anticipating the information, the breakdown as to what took place there. Is it a cover-up? No question about it. Folks, Navy SEALs just don't die this way, but they did. And it's something that we can't just give it a pass to. We got to get back to it and bring justice upon the heads of the wicked. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Extortion 17 cover-up. I'm going to pull up Don Brown in just a moment. Before we get to that, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page, top left side of the page. Go to SOL Radio Live. Subscribe to our Rumble live feed. You can watch it at any time. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, leave a comment for Don, you can do so. We got a guest today, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Well, just like Charles Spurgeon said, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, friends. We follow the Christ here, just for the record, John 14:6. Now, before I pull Don up, I want to play this short trailer for you from Fallen Angel. And every time I watch this stuff, I don't care if it's this or some other video from Operation Red Wing, you know that as the Lone Survivor, or 13 Hours, that what took place over in the Middle East and the whole CIA cover-up and leaving our men there. It gets right to me because I'm a great advocate for righteousness in our military. And nobody backs up the military more than this ministry does or ever has, to be quite frank with you. And we're highlighting even now in the natural, 1 Corinthians 2:14, and that which is in the spiritual, upholding the captain of our salvation as the greatest of veterans. His name is Jesus Christ. He's the one that died on Calvary for us and bled and spilt his blood on Calvary as a propitiation for the sins of mankind to redeem us back unto our Father. So we live unto him who died for us, 2 Corinthians 5:15. So every time I watch this, every time I get into these conversations, I'm bothered. I'm bothered. And if you're not bothered by it, you know what? This probably isn't the show for you. because you don't understand the price paid for our freedoms. Someone had to fight, bleed, and die to ratify the Constitution and sacrificing themselves to give us the freedoms that we have. And if we're not worthy enough to stand up and fight for what they fought, bled, and died fighting against and sacrificed themselves, then you're not worthy of the freedoms that you have, period. So let's go over to this. This is Extortion 17. It's called Call Sign Fallen Angel. And again, I want you to check this trailer out because we're going to pull Don Brown up in just 2 minutes. Here we go.
We understand that a plane has crashed into...
Claiming credit for the 9/11 attacks.
The biggest and most costly manhunt in U.S. history is building to a crescendo.
The United States killed Osama bin Laden.
Sources say an elite division of the Navy SEAL carried out the operation.
There are reports surfacing that Al-Qaeda has placed a $50,000 bounty on the heads of any U.S. Navy SEALs, dead or alive.
Nobody's going to survive that. There's nobody in that.
This is the single largest loss of life in Afghanistan in a single incident.
Most of them are U.S. Navy SEALs.
My job was to protect, and that night, I wasn't able to do that.
This flight should have been 10 minutes from wheels up to wheels down, but you lost communication with it.
We've had two U.S. Army pilots verify that a black box was installed on Extortion 17.
One of the more sensational stories is that the black box was washed away in a flash of blood. Was there a black box?
No, sir.
So without a doubt, that black box was installed.
We discovered bullets in the bodies of the Navy SEALs. The military threw them away.
More likely than not, that supports a shootout on board.
Some of the families were told that the bodies were not identifiable. That is absolutely not the case.
And in fact, their sons were cremated.
I called the command. I said, why'd you cremate my son? My son didn't want to be cremated.
Every American should be taught about what happened in Extortion 17.
The families want to know the why. We owe that to them.
Tragedy is the caliber of men that were lost.
What we do know is that it is clear that someone wanted the truth out.
Okay, so you guys get the gist of what this is all about. And without further ado, let me pull up my friend Don Brown here. And so we can get the download as to what, in fact, is happening. Welcome to the show, Don. How are you, my friend?
Doing great, Bradley. How about you?
I'm unbothered. Every time I get on these topics, I'm highly bothered. But you know what? I can also feel the energy that comes in that's infused to stand up all the more. And this is the reason that we fight. It's interesting to me, Don, that our military has been used in so many different ways and on so many different fronts and in so many different lands to fight off tyrants. But for some reason or another, today they have been desensitized into subjecting themselves to tyrants in their own backyards that our forefathers in many ways and our veterans fought, bled, and died fighting against. So that's what bothers me. So my job here, Isaiah 58 verse 12, is to right the wrongs. And so that's how I feel about what's going on here. And I just got to say this, and I'm going to give it over to you, Don, and I want to ask you for the breakdown. It's interesting to me as I'm watching that trailer, I'm watching none other than George W. Bush. His daddy called for a New World Order how many times? 202 times from the presidential bully pulpit. Now we see Obama called for one, and now Biden just recently called for a New World Order. Well, these are the guys that said, out of chaos, we will create a New World Order. And after September 11th, it just amazes me as to how we have been the subjects of attack from our said representatives and our said government since September 11th. And it reminds me of that of James Madison, the father of our Constitution, who said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. I believe that's what we're up against, and I believe that's what we're dealing with, without a shadow of a doubt in my mind. But again, going forward, in getting to the topic concerning the Extortion 17, I'm greatly bothered by that. I think that was the fruit of cover-up as to the beginning of September 11th, and here we are now. I don't think this is something that we should just sweep under the rug. I think it's something that we need to keep before the eyes and ears of the American people to understand who's responsible for what, in fact, took place concerning Extortion 17. So, Don, without further ado, do you want to just go ahead and give us the quick breakdown as to how this started and where we're at today with this whole investigation concerning the cover-up of Extortion 17? It's all yours, my friend.
First off, Bradley, thanks for helping to keep this story alive, because when you keep it alive, you keep the memory of these 30 Americans who lost their lives alive, and you bring focus on the tragedy and all the malfeasance and wrongdoing that unnecessarily cost them their lives. You know, one of the things I appreciate so much about what you do and my friend Tim Brown and others who are associated with you do is that, you know, you don't jump to the gun and start reporting conspiracy theories. Even though we're all accused of that, we report facts. And when I wrote this book, the book was released in 2015. The docudrama movie from which you just played the trailer was released just last August. When I wrote the book, I knew when the book came out that this was either, you know, just by writing about someone had unclassified and released 1,250 pages of the military's investigation of this and handed it out to some family members. Somebody on the inside, as I said in the clip, wanted the truth out. When that book was written, I knew this was either absolute criminal negligence or it was a deliberate sacrifice. Either criminal negligence or a deliberate sacrifice, these guys. Could not be one or the other. And since the book has come out, others have come forward. For your listeners who may not know the story, this is about a U.S. Army Chinook helicopter full of members of SEAL Team 6, 30 Americans on board. The setting is August 6, 2011, just 90 days after Navy SEALs have reported to have taken out Osama bin Laden on April 1st. So this chopper spun up and flown on this mission. It should have been 10 minutes, wheels up, wheels down. There's a switch out. We have Afghans on board this chopper. I had no idea we were putting Afghans on choppers with Navy SEALs and Army Rangers, but we were. And our Special Forces guy hated that. They couldn't trust the Afghans. But there was a switch out just moments before the chopper took off. It takes off. It should have been 10 minutes, wheels up, wheels down. All of a sudden, it gets stalled in the air, basically over the landing zone. We've lost communication with it. It's hanging there. We're trying to communicate with it. Next thing you know, at almost 2, should have been on the ground at, you know, it takes off at 2:22 a.m., should have been on the ground at 2:33 a.m., at around 2:39 a.m., as it's hovering over landing zone, basically it's blown out of the sky. It's only 100 feet or so off the deck. And that's where it started. There's no explanation for that. And we learned about the Afghans doing the switch out at the last moment. As I mentioned, we've later discovered that there were bullets found in some of the Navy SEALs' bodies. Those bullets were thrown away by the Army pathologist, or I should say in this case the Air Force pathologist, thrown away at Dover Air Base before the investigation is even closed. If you ask anybody,
John, I gotta take a hard break here. I'm sorry. We got you for 20 more minutes. I'm going to let you unload on the next segment. Folks, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, talking to Don Brown concerning the cover-up of Extortion 17. Talk to you in a minute.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The number of Americans filing new claims for jobless benefits dropped to a 52-year low, while unemployment rolls continue to shrink, pointing to rapidly diminishing labor market slack that will keep boosting wage inflation. The strength in the job market will push the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates by another half percentage point at its next policy meeting in May. Initial claims for unemployment fell to 187,000, the lowest level since September 1969. The White House continues to press Congress to provide even more emergency funding that it says it needs to buy additional COVID-19 vaccines, treatments, and other critical pandemic tools. Without the funds, they say the U.S. faces major cutbacks in its COVID response, including a critical shortage of monoclonal antibody treatments and an insufficient supply of the fourth vaccine doses that may be needed for the general public. This is USA Radio News. Two Southeast Iowa teenagers used a baseball bat last fall to kill their high school Spanish teacher, and one of them described in detail in social media posts how they followed the woman, carried out the attack, and hid her body. Jeremy Goodale and Willard Miller, both 16, are being charged as adults with murder in the death of Fairfield High School Spanish teacher Noma Graber. Graber had been a Spanish teacher at Fairfield High School since 2012, and Miller and Goodale were students there. Those details about the case were included in search warrant information, but had been sealed by a judge until yesterday. The Department of Homeland Security, using pandemic-related border restrictions put in place by the Trump administration, has launched a deportation operation to Colombia amid a sharp increase in arrivals of migrants from that country to the U.S.-Mexican border. The U.S. has expelled several hundred Colombians under the border rule known as Title 42, which blocks migrants from seeking asylum due to public health concerns. This is USA Radio News.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to call in, leave a comment, please do, 1-866-582-9933. Last segment, I highlighted Fallen Angel, the call sign Extortion 17, and with us now we have our friend Don Brown highlighting exactly what took place concerning Extortion 17. So I'm going to give it back to you, my friend, and go ahead and pick up that last thought and kick it out there for us.
Keep in mind that we're talking about SEAL Team 6, Bradley, the most prestigious, most highly trained of all United States military special forces. The largest loss of life in the history of U.S. special forces, all killed all at once under unexplained circumstances. It was around 2:22 a.m. there in Wardak Province. And all of a sudden, these SEALs are at a place called, they're at a forward operating base shank. And they get a call and out to go fly a mission. Now, there's no explanation for why they're flying this mission, because SEAL Team 6 is an elite group that's only used for very, very high-level targets. Yet, ostensibly, there's a medium-level Taliban guy named Kareem Tahir. So what happens, Bradley, is there are two Chinook helicopters. These are transport troop choppers, for anybody that's in the military, that take off, sources 16 and 17. What's supposed to happen is those choppers, this was a half the SEAL team on one and half the SEAL team on the other. But for whatever reason, though they both take off at the same time, Extortion 17 is loaded down with a SEAL team. 17 members of SEAL Team 6, 5 U.S. Navy support personnel, 3 Special Operations Air Force guys, 5 members of the Army National Guard, plus 8 unknown Afghans crammed on this chopper. 16 is full, 70 is empty. They start flying out toward the target, and as they get in front of the target, we lose communication. At the same time, we have an AC-130 gunship circling overhead, looking down at these choppers. And the gunship is seeing Afghans on the ground, Taliban, converging toward a landing zone. The gunship is saying, turn the ship around. Turn it around. There's no need to land it. That permission was denied. Huh. And the gunship was ordered to break off. At that time, an unknown plane from a U.S. agency, we don't know what agency, took over aerial surveillance. I can't say for sure. I can only speculate. But I can tell you one thing that I've learned after I wrote this book. I didn't know when I wrote the book, but I learned as I was giving this talk to a group of Republicans up in the mountains of North Carolina from Colonel Pete McElwain, who was our first CIA station chief on the ground in Afghanistan. He came up to me and he said, this doesn't make sense. He said, see, SEALs would be flying this mission, not SEAL Team 6. And he told me at the beginning of the war, get this, Bradley, the CIA took operational control of SEAL Team 6.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know that when I wrote the book, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So these missions were under CIA control, not even under Navy control. They're under CIA control. This was 90 days after, 96 days actually, after the so-called killing of bin Laden. That was supposed to be a secret as to who carried that out. Joe Biden himself blabbed his mouth and identified SEAL Team 6. The guys had a target on their backs. It almost looks like they were sacrificed by the Obama administration. And, of course, we were told, we were lied to by the Pentagon when their bodies were being flown back in saying there were no identifiable remains. That was a lie. Some of the guys appear to have been cremated. When you cremate, you destroy DNA evidence. And the other thing I didn't even know when I wrote the book in 2015, we were doing a DNA database all throughout Afghanistan so that if you had any identifiable flesh or anything, if the guys who jumped, if those Afghans had jumped on that chopper were terrorists or had been involved in making IEDs, we could have probably identified them, probably.
Yeah. Yeah,
but
let me go back to what you said about the C-47 that you're talking about that they were actually
C-47.
Okay, it's my understanding the pilot was unqualified. He shouldn't even have been flying that helicopter in the first place. Is that true or nay?
I don't think that's exactly accurate. I think the military tried to get the families arguing against each other about the qualification of the pilots to get their eyes off the real mark.
Okay.
Here are the facts. There were two pilots on that Chinook. There was a young man named Brian Nichols, who was a chief warrant officer, second class, and he was a young pilot. But his co-pilot was a senior guy named CW-4 David Carter, who had flown for like 25 or 30 years, a very experienced pilot. So the co-pilot was extremely experienced. I don't think this is a product of pilot error. All they had, the same group had flown these choppers in with Rangers on a mission 4 hours earlier and put them down with pinpoint accuracy. You know, even here in our country, we've got GPS on our phones that will take us straight to our garage. The military GPS system is much better than that. So I think the whole thing about the qualification of pilots is something inserted by the military to get our eyes off the ball here, to be honest with you.
Okay, and then you talked about up in the air that there was a probable perspective, or should I say that it was probable that there was a shootout up in the Chinook itself. And because I watched the documentary Fallen Angel, folks, and Don, I just to let you know, I watched it as well. And in watching that was one of the things that was highlighted even by the Navy SEALs and those that were responsible for conveying the truth to the American people as to what took place there. It was reported that the bodies were identifiable when in fact that wasn't true. As a matter of fact, even in the documentary itself, there was even bodies that were still moving around after it crashed. Is that true?
The military lied. Colonel David Lathan, who was a military Marine officer, Pentagon spokesperson, as the bodies were being flown back in, said there were no identifiable remains. We now know that's a lie. We actually knew that when I wrote the book because I was able to read testimony from guys on the ground, from pathfinders on the ground, saying we could see a lot of the bodies and identify them. But remember, I'm reading this in 2014. It was 2011 when the Pentagon said no identifiable remains. Well, I think why would you lie like that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, because if you're going to cremate some of them, you know, you don't want the public to ask any question about it. So that there were identifiable remains. In fact, when you see the movie, even when you see the trailer, that is authentic video of that chopper burning from the ground. And you can see Americans laying on the ground. unfortunately. So the Pentagon just lied their you-know-whats off about the status of remains. We've also had people step forward since my book came out, including the firing officer on the AC-130 that watched the whole thing go down until she was pulled off, urging them to turn the seals around. And we've also had a Navy mortician step forward, Crystal Wall, who stepped forward and told us clearly that she was brought in from the Naval Air Station in Memphis, Tennessee, at Millington, to Dover to work the bodies, and she could clearly see the faces and the hair and everything else on several of SEALs. Not all, but several were identifiable. So the military just flat out lied. There does appear to have been some sort of shootout because bullets were found in the bodies. We know that because we got a hold of several of the autopsies. Yeah, they were thrown away against military regulations before this investigation was closed. Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
Yeah, I think the obvious is there. Oh, the obvious is it's written on the wall for the world to see. It's the elephant in the middle of the living room that people want to just overlook or rationalize, and I don't understand that for the life of me. When I was watching some of the information that you were sharing with us before the show today, Don, I sat there and I watched it, and I just said to my wife, I said, I don't know how a father would restrain himself from seeking justice as to what's going on here. Now, I'm friends with a couple of the people that lost one of their sons, and I'll tell you what, it almost seems like they're on the fringe because they're so hungry for justice and they're not getting justice. Has anything transpired as far as the guilty party being brought to justice in any sense of the word? Has anything transpired, new uncoverings? What's going on with all that, Don?
We continue to ask questions. I can tell you that before the Democrats took control of Congress, and as you pointed out, or as Rand Paul, we've got Republicans with their hands in the cookie jar also. But when the Republicans were in control of Congress, Billy Vaughn, one of the fathers, and myself, we spent some time in Washington working with Congressman Walter Jones, who's since passed away. He was a senior member of the House Armed Services Committee. Matt Thornberry from Texas was the chair. We brought these concerns to the Armed Services Committee. They put these questions in writing to the Pentagon from the Armed Services Committee, demanding answers. For example, one simple question was this. We have heard that Afghans were buried in Arlington. Is this true or not? Simple question. Should be able to say yes or no. We got to run around to every question, but to that question, the Pentagon said, we have read press reports that the bodies may have been repatriated back to Afghanistan. Rather than yes or no, we've read press reports. You're the one, Pentagon, that has the information and knows where they were buried in Arlington or not. Every question that we gave, that the Armed Services Committee put to them, signed by Chairman Thornberry, we got the runaround. And then the Republicans lost control of Congress, and the Democrats certainly are not interested at all in pursuing. So if there's a change in the Congress, there may be a better opportunity to get some answers.
I
feel the same way about our uniparty system.
Amen, because it's constitutional, Article 4, right. Section 4. Don, cremation, we also understand that they were cremated. Some of the parents were very angry about that. Obviously, that was to get rid of the obvious. And we also understand, taking it a step further, because we haven't covered this, but it's in your documentary there, your movie, Fallen Angel, that the imam actually damned the dead soldiers. Is that true?
That is correct. So what happened is, Tim, just on the imam thing, the chopper went down August 6th. The bodies were collected and brought to Bagram Air Base, the biggest air base that, you know, Biden leaves $80 billion in the military equipment, turns that air base over, which could have been a strategic value. That's another issue. But the bodies are brought in, an American chaplain prays over them, and then an Islamic chaplain prays over them.
Huh.
And when he prays over them, he condemns their bodies to hell, the infidels. And this was translated by multiple sources with the same result. And the Pentagon doesn't really deny it, but that's what happened. They damned the bodies of our Americans as Afghan chaplain, who should never have been allowed to speak to begin with. The Afghan body should not have been flown back to the United States. Why did you fly Afghan bodies back to the United States? And I have parents who don't even know if their son was brought in to Dover under an American flag or an Afghan flag because they had no accountability for them.
Gotcha. I got you for about 10 more minutes. We're going to come back. Don, can you get your book for us and hold it up and tell us where we can get that in just a moment? I got a hard break here, friends. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Doug Hagman here. I once wondered if there was anyone out there who could guide our current and future generations. Well, I found that man. His name is Bradley Dean. He's the host of the nationally syndicated radio broadcast show, The Sons of Liberty. Folks, help us restore our greatness. Listen to Bradley Dean, The Sons of Liberty. Book him for your next conference, assembly, or other event. Do it today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Extortion 17 cover-up. We're talking with Don Brown. Don, why don't you go ahead and share with everybody as to the book that you wrote and where they can go to get it, please.
Gotcha. All right. I'm holding up a copy of the book. It's called Call Sign Extortion 17 or Extortion 17, The Shoot Down of SEAL Team 6 by Don Brown. This book was released in 2015. You can buy it online, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, you name it. Books a million if it's still out there. Also, this book was published in 2015. It is written based largely on the military's own report, deciphered and put together. Very, very well documented. It'll make your blood boil. When I wrote the book, we hoped and prayed that more people would step forward, and that has happened. We've had a number of witnesses step forward who were on the ground that I did not have access to when the book was written. And some of those are interviewed in the movie, which is Fallen Angel. And that can, you know, if your readers or listeners or viewers would like to go there, Tim, Bradley, it's fallenangel.com. You tell him I said that, okay?
That's okay. He's watching probably. I got the links already posted for you right now. Yeah.
You guys took a lie. You both look good. But fallenangel.film will take you to the movie. It's being distributed by Salem Media. You've got to join their website platform right now in order to watch it, but I think it's well worth it, and they're a pretty good website.
Okay, perfect. I appreciate that. Let's go on to after the fact, the investigation, or should I say the cover-up begins in the United States. Now, I want to say this from firsthand experience, from testimony. I've been told by some of the members of those that lost one of their children on Extortion 17 or during Extortion 17 that there were several in Congress that were helping to cover up the case rather than to expose the bad guys. Can you explain, please?
Well, I don't know exactly who or what you're talking about, but I have heard that.
Jason Chaffetz.
For example, Jason Chaffetz, for example, appeared to be totally cooperative and then appeared to shut down with the family members. I became involved in the case after Jason was talking to people like Billy and Karen Vaughn and Charlie Strange and others. But for whatever reason, I can tell you this. The other thing that's bone-chilling about this case, Bradley, if you talk to members of the SEAL community even now, oftentimes they turn ice cold. I mean, not an ice cold, an ice cold in kind of almost a fearful ice cold, which I believe that there have been some of them been threatened. I really believe that. I know, for example, I was involved, and I don't want to go off track, but even in the election fraud issues, there were people threatened. If they expose certain things about election fraud in 2020, I believe the threats have taken place. I cannot prove that for sure, but I do know because of the way that some active duty types don't want to talk about it, don't want to touch it with a 10-foot pole. We are told that this shoot down sent chills throughout the entire military community. Yep. SEAL Team 6 was viewed as untouchable, and especially if this was an inside job, and I think it was. Again, I can't absolutely prove it, but there's something called circumstantial evidence. The circumstantial evidence points very, very heavily to it.
Well, let's take it another step then. The black box that they said during the congressional hearings didn't exist, but yet those that were on or knew of the Chinook, they knew all the well that black box was there, and then they were told that it was washed down a river. I mean, it just gets to the point of it's so obvious what took place here. I mean, I don't want to talk as if it didn't really happen the way that we're talking, because you all the well know if this was turned around, we would be guilty as H-E double hockey sticks before it even came out of the gate. But we speculate when it comes to the government that has been busted time and time and time again for decades in this country, lying to the American people. So what of the black box, Don?
The black box would have had a flight data recorder and a cockpit voice recorder. So if something went wrong inside that chopper, like internal sabotage, we'd know about it. When the chopper went down, Two groups came in, according to the official record. U.S. Army Rangers at 4:12 a.m., U.S. Army Pathfinders at 4:14 a.m. The chopper went down at 2:39 a.m. Okay, so you got about an hour and a half. The Pathfinders were sent in there specifically to look for the black box. And when you read their testimony, and I have, they said, we searched and searched and searched for 3 days for the black box. It's the first time we've never been able to find it. Okay. Now, what we know is in the hour and a half between the chopper going down and those Pathfinders showing up, in that hour and a half, we know that an unidentified coalition force came on to the crash site, investigated it, and left. We discovered that in the evidence that was uncovered. It was not in the report itself. The report left it out, but we found it in multiple spots in the evidence. Evidence of an unidentified group going in, surveying the aircraft, and leaving. I believe that group took the black box. The Pathfinders would have no way of knowing that. Their job is to come in and find the black box first and foremost. Now, fast forward to October of 2011. Excuse me. This is October 2011. The chopper went down in August. They bring in the families and the SEALs in Little Creek, Virginia. General Jeffrey Colt, an Army aviator who is the investigating officer, is asked about the black box. And for the first time, he says, well, the black box was washed away in a flood. So they come up with this ridiculous notion that the chopper went down basically in a creek, Bradley. Just a creek. We've lost black boxes in the bottom of the ocean and found them. So they maintained that position until Chaffetz's hearing in 2014. The aforementioned Jason Chaffetz, he asked Gary Reed, the Deputy Secretary of Defense, what happened to the black box? He says, well, there was never one there to begin with. When Reed made that comment, we started getting calls from Army Chinook pilots and helicopter pilots saying he's lying as you know what off. And he was lying as you know what off. And we even brought in two pilots in the film. Again, I've not talked to these guys when I wrote the book, but they came forward. Two Chinook pilots who flew this very chopper in the film say, yes, it had a black box. Reed was lying. Somebody got the black box. Imagine the greatest military in the world flying SEAL Team 6 on a chopper without a black box. How stupid and counterintuitive is that, Brad?
Yeah, well, crazy. Oh, they just expect us to be just as stupid as they want us to believe, and that's the problem. I'm going to play this for you, and I want you to hear this, Don, and I want you to respond to what that of Joe Biden did in outing our military guys. Folks listening and watching, check this out. This is insane.
As the United States, as an American, I was in absolute awe of the capacity and dedication of the entire team, both the intelligence community, CIA, the SEALs. It just was extraordinary. And what was even more extraordinary, there was such an absolute overwhelming desire to accomplish this mission that although for over several months we were in the process of planning it, and there were as many as 16 members of Congress who were briefed on it, not a single solitary thing leaked.
As he just leaked everything. I mean, okay, guy, how do you explain that one, Don? I mean, that's insane.
That remember, Bin Laden was taken out, or Obama announced it at least, April 1st. Bob Gates, who was the Secretary of Defense at the time, serving under Bush, and Obama brought him over, had forged an agreement among top administration officials that no one would reveal the identity of the team taking out Bin Laden because they put a target in their backs. 2 days later, at a hotel in Washington, what you just heard was Blabbermouth Joe, the old tail gunner, opening his mouth, running his mouth, fully identifying the SEALs as the unit that took Bin Laden out. That was April 3rd. April 3rd in advance of the eventual shoot down of this chopper, October the 6th. As soon as that happened, family members were getting called from their sons who were SEAL members, say, get off social media, go dark. Yep. Don't let anybody know who you are. It really shocked and rocked the SEAL community because that fool identified them and trying to take credit for it. Of course, he opposed the mission to begin with, but then he identifies the SEAL team as being the team responsible for doing it. And the entire SEAL community, not just SEAL Team 6, was vulnerable because it was later that Leon Panetta again broke protocol and exposed classified information and specifically identified SEAL Team 6 to the producers of the movie Zero Dark 30. So those two, I shouldn't say fool. My grandmom used to get on me about saying that because she says the Bible says that whoever calls somebody a fool is in danger of hellfire. So forgive me for that. The words of my grandmama playing back in my mind, and she was whispering Bible verses, and you're a theologian, you and Tim both, you know what I'm talking about. But anyway, so clown, idiot, whatever. It is the most irresponsible thing that anyone ever occupying the office of vice president has ever done. And we expose that, of course, in the movie. But more people need to know about it. This guy, you don't know where he's going to come from. You don't know what he's going to say. You don't know when he's going to say or how it's going to harm you.
That's right. Romans 1:22 comes to my aid. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. So we can use the word fool. We're good with that. Don, I got about 30 seconds left. Why don't you hold your book up one more time? Tell us where to go to get it. I totally appreciate your time, and hopefully we can do this again.
Please go to you don't want to do business Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble. I mean, they're all tainted, but you can get it online, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, you know, Target, Walmart, Extortion 17, The Shootdown of SEAL Team 6 by Don Brown. There's a government version written by somebody else. Get the one with the green cover, and it'll open a lot of eyes for you.
Amen. I appreciate it, Don. We will hopefully do this again, hopefully get a little bit deeper into it. We just wanted to kind of cover the surface, make people aware as to what's going on. Again, Don Brown, Extortion 17. Folks, check out Fallen Angel. Again, Don, thank you very much for your time.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.